Yes, sir.
Now we passed that point out of pollination. We passed that point where we tie close together. God's back here. Amen. The voice from heaven sounds. Tells the church. He said, man, I'll go back and be like the early church was.
Open
that book.
Open
that book. Hallelujah. We just don't have one leg of
his
coming.
And
we just don't have one leg of his coming. Amen. We have it
after
come through seven church ages.
Now he's unsealed the book.
There's nothing sealed for
it.
Matupa ina ni kipega minye jino.
Fresh anointing.
Matupa una ni kwe upia eno.
Comes in the form of the little bird.
Wamu wala mungu na ni kwa juli already.
No seals on it.
Kapta ina matiwa ni.
No waiting for the little.
Kunyina kunyina ni zuzo mani ni.
He gave us a Bible ministry.
Matupa wala mungu na ni kwa juli kwa juli kwa juli.
Time is no more for we tarry together. Time is no more to go through the mystery. He sent the seventh angel to clear that mystery. And immediately after the clearing up of the mystery, the mighty angel by this time has made his defense. God takes the prophet home. And then he tells John, take the little
book.
Amen. Read it up. Hallelujah.
And
the wind's blowing again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God's moving in a special way
for us.
God set the church on fire. In Psalm
68
and 31, it says, Ethiopia, you praise the Lord.
Every
time you've been visited,
Africa, my swipe.
Now God
sent
me the best that he has. This is the bridegroom coming to marry the bride.
Amen.
He
Christ
is your man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's not here to
engage
you to Christ. He's not here to espouse you to Christ. But he's here to give you a pure, white linen.
He's
here to give you the righteousness of the
saints.
He's here to become one with you as his wife. That's what this
word is
all about.
You're
not
going to
bring you to Christ.
Christ.
All got you engaged to Christ.
Christ.
And you've been married to Christ by the same type ministry.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
I had a heart attack in 2003.
Amen.
A massive heart attack.
Did you see one bed?
And the doctor says, Don't get excited. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. All right, brother, you get some notes here.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we
love
him.
Amen.
There's his died a heart attack.
I've been
going 15 or 20 hours a day. Hallelujah, just preaching this gospel. Amen,
hey,
it didn't slow down a bit. Went back to the doctor.
He
said, what happened here? Your heart's almost back to normal. We prepared you last week to die.
You
were supposed to die last week.
Amen. Amen.
Now look like you're
living
forever.
Yeah,
amen. Amen.
I'm feeding it to the bride.
And I'm not telling you, God, wait till The young lady came and told him, know what I said.
I said, Ijamba.
I walked up to the
God.
I begin to speak in tongues. Then I turned them off the
way. Then
I turned them off the
way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just like on the day of Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
They heard it in their own language.
Amen.
They heard it in their own language.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is moving, He's ready.
Let thou end up with it.
So she turned the camera to take a picture of the congregation. And
she
wanted
a
picture of the pastor's wife with a baby on her back.
And
she
said,
"Just a bad time she got a camera up. You'll see the big light in
it.
She snapped the picture anyway. We got it developed.
There
it is in the picture. She was weaning on
Wagariani,
weaning on her beloved.
Gaia,
Amen.
We have
much contact
there. Our pastor, Brother Winnow,
knows many brethren in South Africa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think God's
label
shaking
you.
Amen.
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 We're not laying down playing dead.
We're
not waiting till a certain thing happens.
Satan
got a
room
tied up God's people.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Tell me
you can't do nothing much till a certain thing happens.
Amen.
Satan tied them up, says, until
7:30
or later, you can't do much.
You
can't
do
that.
You
can't go in.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Last night we brought where Jesus went down delivering those old Testament saints up. He took the five old
missionaries
down.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
When he told about the
five-fold
ministry, he went down and preached the spiritual presence. Brought up Abraham, all of those
things.
After being here for 40 days and nights, he took
me
to paradise and said, now, I want to give these
things
to me. Because there's another rapture to take
place.
And this is what he used to bring up the old
man.
The Bible says without them, we can't be
prepared.
Without us, they can't be prepared.
Amen.
Amen. So God used Brother
Brown's
peace, that mystery up.
Which
then put the mystery of the seal of the church age in the thunder. It's all behind us. The work of God's in front of us. We're not looking back. We're looking ahead. Our victory lies ahead. The children of Israel ran through the wilderness. But when they crossed over Jordan
in
that
fair
land, hallelujah, the manna ceased to fall. Then they ate their own corn of the land. in the corner of the land don't
perish.
The old corner of the land is the message that Paul had. I can come through the stock ages. The little book is the anointing of God provided
upon me.
And the spirit of the word has been sealed away in heaven.
You
couldn't get polluted.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything man touch, he has a tendency to pollute it. He said if you build an altar, don't even use the instrument that man's laid on
it.
That's in the Old Testament. Where they built all the stones haven't been touched by man's hand. God took the spirit of the word up, stayed in the hand of him that sat on the throne. Tell the church ages were over. And the church just kept on eating
man.
Hallelujah, by this time the stock age comes through seven church
ages.
That was some fresh new corn. The message of the prophet pollinated and pregnated. That's what we're doing this morning. We're eating the old corn of the land. Amen. It won't bring worms. It won't stain. It lasts forever. Because it's original.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Praise the Lord.
By His Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So He's using some
means.
They all speak the same thing. They all see
eye to eye.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Years ago, in the church in America, one used to come and say the thunder's uttered and the seal's been opened and all that's cleared up. But then later on someone else would come by. They'll say, Brother Jackson says the thunder's haven't uttered yet. And then they will start some priests on the house other and some priests ahead. It confused the mind of the people. The Bible says a double minded man doesn't stay for all the
time.
You
gotta
have men speak the same thing, the pure word.
Africa,
lasting the same word out. And to think of that, there's a people rallying behind it.
Oh,
the Holy Ghost is in there. And they know it's good. They know it's the word. Hallelujah. Because you Christian people like it. Christian
work
are real.
And Paul
went to Berea.
Paul went to Berea.
They searched the scripture and said it's
right.
They saw it, the word 100%. Hallelujah, there's believers today all around the world, all around the globe.
There's a believer sticking up their head.
They hear a voice, and that voice strikes true to every word of God. As it goes from continent to continent.
Amen.
There's China. And Vietnam. And Tokyo.
Pakistan.
India. South Africa.
Amen.
Brothers,
you
can.
I'm not going to
have a
I'm not here to build a church. I'm not here to get people to take sides. I'm here to tell you about a man named Jesus.
Amen.
When I leave, I hope I leave a shower of blessings behind.